Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. My name is Carl. It's good to see you. Jump on this train. That's right. I got another story to tell. I get odd jobs sometimes. You know, I have my main job, but sometimes I get an extra job, an odd job, that will only take a day or two. For example, a tree falls down in my neighbor Austin's yard, crushing his barbecue grill. Can you cut it up and take it away, Carl? Sure. I'll do that this weekend. Another example. The Andersons are going on a trip to see their grandkids who live in Chicago, and they ask me, Carl, can you take care of the dog and water the plants while we're gone? Sure. I'll take care of the dog. I'll water the plants. Dog sitting. House sitting. Odd jobs. Washing machines and dryers stop working. Satellite dishes need installing. Wi-Fi connections need to be set up. I do that stuff for a lot of people. Those are called odd jobs. Last week, I got an odd job doing what I normally do for work. I mean, cleaning up a big building. Custodial services is the official name. There was a big conference coming to Haytown for something called cryptocurrency. One of the science teachers at school asked me if I could do it. I agreed because the pay was good. $350 for 2 days' work. At the conference, I saw a lot of people you don't normally see in Haytown. Mostly guys. I mean, I didn't see many women. I saw mostly guys. They never said the full word cryptocurrency. They just said crypto. They were wearing either shiny suit jackets with white t-shirts underneath or colorful shirts with big shorts and gold necklaces. However they dressed, though, they all smelled like cologne. I was coughing and sneezing all day because of all the cologne. Except when I sneezed really loud, though, all the crypto guys ignored me as I passed by with my broom, which made me miss the kids at the school where I usually work, who always wave and say hello. As I was picking up trash, I noticed a program for the conference that had been dropped on the floor. I was just about to put it into the trash can when I noticed my picture on the program. My picture on the program? Why would they put a picture of the janitor on the program? Then I looked closer. I noticed there was a name beside the picture. Nelson McGon. Oh, so it wasn't me. Whew. But this Nelson guy really looked a lot like me. Of course, now I could tell it wasn't a picture of me. This guy was wearing clothes that I've never worn, like a mixture of sports clothes and formal wear. I noticed that it said Nelson McGon had been born in El Paso, Texas, though he was now living in Palo Alto, California. Well, huh. I was also born in El Paso, But my parents had moved to Tennessee when I was very little. A lot of people passed by me, and a wave of cologne hit my nose, causing me to sneeze several times in a row. When my sneezing fit was over, I noticed that Nelson McGahn was scheduled to speak at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I looked at my watch. It was 3:05. I really wanted to see this guy, so I pushed my cart over to where he was speaking, cracked the door, and peeked in. There he was. Except for the shiny suit jacket over the t-shirt, the shiny skin, and a huge grin showing his shiny white teeth, he looked just like me. He even seemed to walk like I walk. He stepped around the stage with his hands out and talked about things I didn't understand. He said things like, "If you're not doing this, you're going to get left behind." Cryptocurrency, blockchain. It sounded like a different language to me. After his speech, Nelson offered to meet people and sign a book he had written called Crypto for the People. I got in line just to see him up close. And when we met, it was like looking into a mirror. We were the same height, exactly. So I was looking straight in his eyes, like when I see myself brushing my teeth and combing my hair in the morning. I don't know if I've ever felt so strange in all my life. And I felt like I knew Nelson, even though his life was so different from mine. And he looked as shocked as I was. He touched his face, as though checking to see if I were his reflection. The corners of his mouth dropped down, and Nelson looked vulnerable for a moment. But the smile quickly came back to his face, and he asked me if I wanted my book signed, as though he hadn't noticed anything strange at all. "I don't have one," I said. "I just wanted to see you up close." It was a weird thing to say, but he kept his smile on like a shield. He looked at the person behind me in line who was carrying a book, and I understood he wanted me to move along. Also, I could tell I was about to sneeze. But he gave me a card with his phone number on it and told me to call him later in the day. I didn't even say goodbye. I was afraid I would sneeze on him. I carried the card with me as I swept the halls, cleaned the bathrooms, emptied the trash cans. I noticed that outside the windows, there was a lot of wind blowing, and the tree branches that still didn't have leaves yet were swaying. I was almost finished with the day's cleaning, and that wind looked mysterious and inviting. I decided not to call Nelson. I was tired from working all day, and I wasn't sure I wanted to hang out with someone who looked just like me. I really just wanted to leave that place, walk in the wind, and look for the beginnings of new leaves. And so that's just what I did. That's all for this time, friends. I can't wait to see you back again on the next episode of Boxcar English, where there's always room for you.